When there's a calling that's bigger than you, something divine, something assigned, something that you're meant to do, sometimes you got to just answer it. And that's what we are doing and taking 200 women along with us. So if you have not seen and heard, jump in on the 5-day 200 women on assignment challenge, where we are opening our hearts, our ears, our notebooks, our business literacy to be able to answer the call of what is in front of us, bring up the proof points, put out the impact, and make it happen. Go to onassignmentchallenge.com to sign up for the free 5-day challenge, and I cannot wait to see you there. So the big question is this: how do we ambitious professionals avoid the slow-moving career, take control of our time, and get paid for two things: doing what excites us and making an impact bigger than anyone ever thought was possible? That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Candace Spears, and welcome to Ambition, Honey, and Hustle. Hey, listen, feeling forced to prove yourself to anybody in corporate is real as ever. Super real. What is that model? What is that ideal of what a professional corporate woman that needs to move up? What does she look like? And especially carrying that if you happen to be a Black woman who feels like she has to work twice as hard to be good, four times as hard to be better, darn near 10 times as hard to be excellent. See, carrying these weights of identities that don't really necessarily belong to us, but feel required in order for us to move forward, that's real. But the question to ask yourself is, when I talk about having to wear these things because my success and my ability to move up depends on it, how does that change when I'm in my own business, when I'm in the company that I have created? When the need for validation becomes the thing that I create, that I determine. So what I want you to do is I want you to stop for a second and just say, especially if these things have been real for you, the need to carry your own sort of mask and cape and have an identity that is necessary to move forward, I want you to ask yourself, if this is my company, the business that I am creating, what does validation look like for me on an ongoing basis? How do I want success to feel on an ongoing basis? Because the reality is, it is all in your control, in your company, in your business. How you measure success, heck, how you measure success for the people who will work for you, is all within your control. So sit back, take off the mask for a little bit, right? That identity to wear for a little bit, and go ahead and breathe from the lens of, if it were my company, and it will be, this is how we look at success. And this is what validation feels like for me. I'll see you in the next one. This resonated with you, any of it, being a woman on assignment, moving to go further, if that resonated with you, then we want you to come join the movement. Over the next 60 days, we're taking 200 women on assignment, starting with a challenge, and we want you to be a part. So click the link or button that you see around. Let's get you going. Talk to you soon. You can find the show notes for this episode and just about all the other episodes on CandaceSpears.com. So go and check it out. Not only can you find the show notes, but you'll find other bonus resources, some freebies, some blog posts that may be helpful to you. There's plenty hanging out at my home base. So go to CandaceSpears.com. I guarantee you there will be some things there to help you on your bigger impact journey. Goodbye for now.